so glad we are here tonight.
And for the evening worship service, the very end of the day for us believers. And so we pray that as we fellowship in song, and as we fellowship in the word, and as we fellowship with the extended church across America, we pray this will be profitable. I don't know if the people in Korea listen to the evening service. I know they listen to the morning service. And so praise the Lord. And I know the British people listen to the evening service. I guess they record it and they listen on the next day. We are 9 hours different. But in any event, we're going to enjoy praising the Lord with the number 255 as we open this evening, and later on do an examination to the study of Revelation 13. 255 is a song that is a guarantee of our soul. Blessed assurance. Together. Father, we rejoice in the fact that in thee should be our attitude, praising our Savior all the day long. This is your day. We are in your house, and we thank you for the people who are here tonight, for those who are listening over the internet, whether in California, north and south, and the East Coast, and in the north of the United States, and the south in Texas. Thank you, Father. We pray that as we praise your name and as we study your word, we will rejoice ourselves because of the greatness and the power that comes from the word. Bless us as we fellowship together tonight. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. We always select a song from the hymn book. You can do so like people do on Wednesday through the internet or right here in the auditorium. And you tell us what number you have in mind tonight. Daniel?
61.
I know. Talking about the love of God. 61. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. All right? Number 61 in our hymn book, Oh, the Deep, Deep Love of Jesus.
Thank you.
Let me see. Is anybody in the internet? No. Yes, Salvador. 400? I think you want 531. 431? Oh, okay. 531. That's what I thought. All right, here it is. 531. He loves America. All right, that's good. Church this morning. You have any song that you like in your heart?
It is well with my soul, but it, I don't know what.
Two something. It is well. Quickly, they will tell me. It's two something. 256. Thank you, Danielle. You know, you are young. You're in the school, and you're brilliant.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. You know, when you get all A's, what can you can do? You know? 256. Favorite son, he's in heaven sitting on some place there listening. And remember the name was Brother
Vitola.
Vitola. He read the Bible before Brother Plica. Were you here, Brother Plica, when he read the Bible? Yeah, he was Italian. He had that flavor of Italian reading, and he was a good man of prayer. And that was his favorite son. It is well with my soul. Let's do the last stanza and then the internet here. Tell me, Brother Ralph.
354.
Is anybody in California?
Half Moon Bay.
Half Moon Bay. All right. 354. Half Moon Bay. Thank you very much. See, you don't know. Everywhere, people are listening, and we thank God for the internet at a minimum cost. I received a letter from a station in Oklahoma, and radio station said, we can put you in the internet at $10 an hour. Well, we got it better. I think, what's it, per month, something, 60, 70?
$180 a year.
$180 a year. So they want to put the internet at $10 an hour. So what a miracle. The little dish on the top of the last trailer does the trick, all right? Praise God for that. Number 354, what a friend we have in Jesus. As I preached this morning and I touched that point of prayer, my mind came the history. I wrote for you from a book, a summary of the history of the church. Anastasio, in the year 229, was the pastor of Rome. They call it the Bishop of Rome. He was one of the greatest teachers of the Word of God. And then Andrew, his disciple, was another great man of God. And of course, our Bishop of Hippo, Augustine, was a disciple of Andrew. If Paul had no idea, you know, and the people of Rome have no idea how strong they became. They were not a big, large congregation until the year 329, 350, they associated with the government. But have no idea the power of prayer. One of the greatest preachers you ever, sometimes glance, they're in Latin, you can glance in the university in Rome, some of the teachings of Anastasio. He said, we have come, and one of the teachings said, we have come to the end of the world because people have not believed that Jesus is the Savior. Already, you know, in the year 200 and something, they thought the world will end because people were weak in believing that. What a nice thing. Even Augustine, with the Catholic Church, claimed to be their saint, but he never associated with the Catholic Church. It was the only church in existence at that time. He said that the world was coming to an end because of the denial of the scripture. Isn't that amazing? The year 354 to 381. The denial of the scripture. Imagine today. So rather than being a prosperity, there is a decay. Thank God we still have the scripture. Thank God we still have it. Okay, it's a miracle. All right? Good. That's what I like your history, because it reveals the glimpse of the church. All right? Darlene? 153. All right, 153. Here we are. What if it were today? Yeah. What if it were today? Where that God found you? One of my professors in seminary, Dr. Brown, used to say, I want to start the class, he said, but if the Lord come today, where will find him? You. Believing? closing to him, faithful to him. That's where he starts his class every Friday. All right? What if it were today? Each time we leave, it's a day less for us, but the joy is this. My wife and I were looking at each other and said, we don't want to be too long here. And if you start thinking in that way, it's depressing. All right? All right? It is depressing. But I said, you know, the advantage is this. Each day that we leave is a day closer to the coming of the Lord. Don't think in ourselves. You put your eyes in yourself, it is depressing. But if you look to Jesus, each time they pass by is a day closer to his coming. Then it's encouraging. All right? Good. See the conversation we have at home? All right. Any other? Yes, sir, Lucas.
Number 9.
Say it again.
Number 9.
Number nine. Okay. Number 9. I had to find out what it is. All right. Number 9. All right. Nobody knows this son, but we will try. We will try. That's what we, oh, you know. Okay, good. All right, Lucas, thank you for teaching all of us. All right, good.
Thank you.
Face.
All right, number two, here we are. A very important song, my good friend Lucas, and I'm glad you choose it, okay? That is good. I was afraid Lucas would fall from the swing because he has his hat like this. I thought he was sleeping and swimming, and I told the sisters, watch on him, because he looks as good as sleeping, but swings very good. All right, next song, please. Where will be? Brother Prater.
Two,
son and father. All right, that's good. A good combination. Two. By the way, we look forward to our father-son breakfast in the Thompson's home. It's on the last Saturday of this month. I forgot the name. 26. It's going to be steak and eggs, and man, you come in, it's going to be good. You know? Yeah, bring the steak. It's just so good. The fellowship is rich. Pastor Thomas and myself will speak. You speak to the man and I speak to the children, or what?
No, the other way around.
The other way around. Okay, I speak to the parents and Greg will speak to the children. So it's going to be a good combination, 2 hours each, and it's going to be good. All right.
You're limiting me to
222. There is a pound. Into the studies of Revelation. Okay, you let me know. Otherwise, who is it? Brother Blika, go ahead.127. All right. Brother Blika did a good job in the presentation of Kim this morning.
Yeah.
I thought that he will disclose even your private checking account and everything, and then we all can have a hand on it. All right. 127. Hallelujah. What a savior. We have a good chairman. All right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Tayan. People in New York want to know about Tayan. And I said, Tayan, her name is Tayan Jun. Is married and have 5 children. They are very good, and they are okay. All right, they really want to know. I said, who is that remarkable player? I said, well, the Lord brought it to our church and have no children, and Henry is praying, and one day they will come in. All right? It is so good to have a church like we saw this morning where the gift that you have is shared. Even in these 3 tiny little tingling playing the violin was not so good, you know, and you saw Gabriel, you know, he just moved easy going, you know. Mike was so serious about it, you know, and so Christine, but Gabriel, you know, he was football soccer style. By the way, now between parentheses, start this Friday. You can get up at 5 o'clock and watch at 7 o'clock the game between Mexico and South Africa. I-11 United States of America is playing. So you better watch those important events of the world, all right? Very important. And at 2 o'clock, then watch the Honduras playing the Holland people. And then on Saturday morning at 5:30, Argentina will knock out those Nigerians, all right? So you want me to tell you the story? Okay, here we are. No. I got the blessing and the answer. All right, here we are. Okay, you know. Everybody, even this morning, our friend from the doctor from Salinas told us, you know, told Raquel, Raquel, you ready? We don't know what he's talking about. So you ready? The games are coming. Yeah, the games. Everybody is, you know, you turn on the Spanish television, it's only about the games. You turn on the radio, it's all about the games. You walk in the street in McDonald's, it's only about the games, except Raquel. Who is that? Yeah.